miss a minute. Listen at your leisure, always online and on demand at RadioMD.com. You, the Owner's Manual Radio Show.
Don't forget, Dr. Mike's Real Age Tip of the Week is coming up before the end of the hour. Joining us now is John Wendell. Susan Spencer Wendell was a journalist for over 20 years. Susan left her job as a courts reporter when she was diagnosed with ALS 2 years ago. She now lives in Florida with her husband, John, and their three children. John is joining us today for the interview for his wife. Her book is called Until I Say Goodbye, My Year of Living with Joy, published by HarperCollins. Mr. Wendell, thanks for coming on today. Your wife, when was she diagnosed with ALS, and what is her current condition today?
She was diagnosed in June of 2011, and her condition today is physically she is pretty much entirely paralyzed. She can still move her thumb enough to type, but even that now is to type on an iPhone, which is how she wrote the book. But now even that's beginning to fail, and her speech is very slurred, very difficult to understand her.
And she's how old, sir?
She's 46.
46 years old. Here's Dr. Mike Roizen. Dr. Mike.
Well, John, we greatly appreciate your coming on and sharing your and Susan's experience with us. So, as I said to others who are listening on the radio show early, I try and read these books usually the day or two before and the week before, but this one I read on the airplane coming out to Las Vegas. We have the Cleveland Clinic has a center in Las Vegas for neurodegenerative disease, so it was totally appropriate to read it on the flight because that's what we're here to prevent. And as I said to you, at least the last four or five chapters, I was trying to read the book through tears, and probably the stewardess didn't know why I was going through so much Kleenex, if you will. And I kept asking for more. But anyway, it is really a very powerfully written book. It is of the genre of a bucket list almost, but with much, I found it much more family-oriented bucket list. And I suppose, so tell me what the difference is between what you perceive the difference between this book and some of the others, such as the Last Lecture or Tuesdays with Maury.
Well, this one, I think, because Susan was a reporter for so long, that her style is sort of to just tell the truth, get it right, and get it out there. And so she's very straightforward in the book, and it could. I mean, it's just from the title, it sounds like, oh boy, this thing could be just, turn sappy all of a sudden. But she doesn't treat it like that. It's not maudlin or sappy, I don't think. She just, like I said, tells it like it is. And, life's messy and things don't always turn out the way we want them to. And I think that's what comes through in the book. She puts, these bucket list trips with each of us who is closest to her. She was intent on creating these memories, and you should probably notice when you read the book, the memories didn't always turn out the way she intended, but that's okay. That's life. It never goes as planned anyway. So I think that's the big difference.
The phrase that I love at the end of the book, which is also in one of the earlier chapters, probably four or five chapters, was, and I can't remember how she found it, but it was over in a pediatrician's office, I think she said, "Don't cry because it's over. Smile because it happened."
Right. Dr.
And I
Sue's
think
quote.
That is how the book comes out. I especially loved all the preparation for and the trip to the bridal shop in trying to create a memory of how your daughter or her daughter was going to be married and how she wanted to see her and how she wanted her daughter to feel about that memory.
Mm-hmm. Well, just like any mother would want that experience of shopping for a bridal gown with her daughter. But then again, when the daughter's only 14 and in New York City for the first time, you know, of course, her agenda was a little different. And Susan was just very excited about that. I mean, you know, Marina said, okay, go get pizza now. It wasn't the big emotional moment for our daughter anyway, that Susan thought it would be. And she just said, okay, well, that's the way it happened, then let's move on and just be happy with that. So like you say, yeah, there was a lot of preparation going into it and then didn't go as she had planned.
I should say some things about Susan first. She was a TV news reporter and won Emmys for her writing on some 48-hour stories, the Environmental Defense Fund Award, and a Edward R. Murrow Award for overall excellence. And she really did was a powerful writer and newscaster, obviously.
Never television news. However, she has appeared on several shows, like, you know, 48 hours on multiple occasions, just because of the things that she had covered here in Palm Beach County. She was involved in a lot of high-profile cases that ended up being covered on Dateline and 48 Hours and some others.
And this book goes into a little bit about the neurodegenerative and what happened. So she first found her, it almost, from someone reading the book and saying, the first phase was her denial, probably for several, maybe months or years, of that she, anything was going wrong with her left hand. But she noticed it was withering away comparative to everything else in her body as her first sign of ALS. Speak to us a little bit more about what you know of ALS.
Right. Well, like you said, it started so slowly and almost imperceptibly and continued that way for a long time. And like you said, it was her hand. You just said, you know, my left hand, when I type, it's not typing as fast as my right hand. It's like it can't keep up. And then she held her hands together and noticed that she said, well, is this right? I mean, hand's a little bit smaller. But then we said, well, you know, you're right-handed. Maybe your right hand's stronger, and that's why it's a little bigger. But then it just kept continuing that way. But it was really only isolated to her left hand for a long time. And that's what sort of had the doctors puzzled. But then once it began to spread to legs and throat and tongue, then, of course, it became more obvious what it was. But, yeah, at first there was some denial.
And then you visited a well-known or famous ALS clinic in Florida near where you live, and she felt like she was being treated, I think it would be saying, like just a number, and so decided to go out on her own about treatment of things. Let me just go and make a couple comments for people who read the book or hear it. Is in diseases where we have no really good therapies, and ALS is one of those, and she laments several times, whatever it is, 40 years after Lou Gehrig's speech, or 50 years, whatever it is, we still aren't very much further along in understanding what causes this or in treating it, that type of thing, going out on your own and not using a specialist and working with other providers is just fine. But for those things where we have some expertise and it's on the cutting edge, we really want people to stay within the system of expertise, because there is a lot of expertise learned from other patients. So in this case, she went out and got physical therapy and did a bunch of things on her own. I want to cover that trip to Kleinfeld's, and I think that's how you pronounce it, a little more, how involved you were in the planning of some of these memories, John, if we can, when we come back.
All right, Dr. Mike, thank you. This is You, the Owner's Manual Radio Show with Dr. Michael Roizen on Radio MD. Stay well.
Mm-hmm. Hi, this is Melanie Cole, show host here at Radio MD and a mother of two. I want parents to know about Great Start Life Insurance offered by Guaranty Trust Life Insurance Company. Great Start ensures the future insurability of your children. Now, what does that mean? Too often, people will get an illness or an injury at some point in their lives that afterwards can preclude them from receiving life insurance, and that can cause a lot of problems. But by insuring your children now with the Great Start Plan, the insurance that grows with your children, they'll already be insured regardless of future illness or injury. Find out all about the great benefits of the Great Start Plan. Go to GreatStartGTL.com and see for yourself why Great Start is, well, a great start for your kids. Peace of mind at GreatStartGTL.com. That's GreatStartGTL.com. For the Great Start Plan, go to GreatStartGTL.com.
Plan not available in all states. Life insurance underwritten by Guaranteed Trust Life Insurance Company, Glenview, Illinois.
If you know the symptoms and get the facts, you'll know the signs of a heart attack. Women, listen to me, and when I'm done, if it sounds familiar, call 911.
Pain in your neck, chest,
on the jaw,
shortness of breath,
please tell us more. Cold sweats and nausea, tiredness,
it's time to take it serious.
Back pain, stomach pain, shortness of breath, cold sweats, nausea, dizziness. If you know the symptoms and need the signs, you'll be around for a long, long time. Women, listen to me, and when I'm done, if any sound familiar, call 911.
Learn a song that could save your life. Get a free download at womenshealth.gov/heartattack.
Women, listen to me, and when I'm done, if any sound familiar, call 911. If any sound familiar, call 911.
A message from the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services.
If you've missed a show, the full audio library is at RadioMD.com. And now back to you, the Owner's Manual Radio Show.
Susan Spencer Wendell, the author of Until I Say Goodbye, My Year of Living with Joy. It's published by HarperCollins. Susan's husband, John Wendell, is our guest here today on You, the Owner's Manual Radio Show. Now back to Dr. Mike Royson. Dr. Mike.
John, the website is SusanSpencerWendell.com, and of course the book is available at Amazon and at all of the, and I understand that the big box stores, which often have them cheaper, such as Walmart and Costco and Target. And I don't very often say this is one book I would recommend everyone get, but this is just such stimulating, poignant, and thought-provoking writing. It basically says, how do you want to die? What do you want to do when you know you have only 1 year left? And how do you make it, if you will, as meaningful for you and for your family as you can? How much were you involved in planning the trip to Quinefields, which is the wedding, I guess the wedding gown store, in New York City, where your wife took your 14-year-old daughter?
Actually, I didn't have much. I wasn't involved much in that one because I was still working at the time, full-time. And she was here, and that was actually during the summer. And her sister, who's a she's a college professor. And so she was off during the summer, and they planned the trip. They actually was Susan and her sister, and my daughter went on the trip. And so I was still here. I didn't plan that one, but they had a great time there. And it was
because I was going to say you didn't get much play in that chapter.
No, I got to stay home with the boys.
And on the other hand, it's clear from, for example, with Cyprus in the news so much, I learned an awful lot about Cyprus from this book that I didn't know from the monetary news and the news of its banks. You clearly played a role in that, and I love some of the places that you chose to go, both of you, and how you chose them.
Well, Cyprus, of course, and that was hunting down the family of her now deceased biological father, and so there's that whole element to the book. It kind of reads like a mystery story. because of her trying to track down these various relatives. So that was interesting. You know, finally tracking his family down in Cyprus. And then, of course, you know, she wanted to go see the Northern Lights. And so dog sledding in the Yukon with her best friend. And then she and I we made a trip to Budapest to celebrate our 20th anniversary. And we had lived there when we first got married. So that was special to go back and see our old stomping grounds and see old friends.
Now, what is her feeling, if you will, about ALS? And can you, I don't know how she feels about it now, and anything is she bitter for having it happen to her? Is she joyful that she's had this chance for the 1 year and did use it so meaningfully? Or, and she literally typed the last, I think, paragraph out on an iPhone 1 using just her thumb. Amazing.
Actually, the majority of the book was written on her iPhone using just one thumb. But that's the thing. There's no sort of bitterness or self-pity involved there. I mean, she made up her mind very early on. Hey, you know, I'm going to face this. This is the hand I'm dealt. I'm going to play it. And that's how she's approached it. And it's made all the difference, because when I wake up in the morning and I roll over and I see her smiling, then I figure, well, hey, I can smile too and get through this. And so that's, like I said, that's made all the difference, was her attitude toward it. And now there's no bitterness. Were we in different circumstances? If we didn't have the kids, then we might have gone more the route to, you know, find a cure or get involved in one of the studies or that kind of thing for treatments. But she really, just given the fact that it is ALS, just wanted to focus on spending her time with family.
Gotcha. And we should say that the neurodegenerative diseases, and the one obviously that Las Vegas leads us to, is in fact the chronic traumatic encephalopathy that boxers and mixed martial artists get, and the NFL, so we're involved in doing studies with them on prevention of it, as well as early treatment of that form of it. But it goes also with the Alzheimer's disease, which is the motivating factor behind this and its large prevalence, but all of the neurodegenerative diseases, including ALS, are under study. And the problem we've had as a society, as a group, if you will, is the brain is always has been the toughest to work in, the toughest to understand, and where we have seen least progress, except for with stroke, which is really a blood vessel disease. And so when you prevent heart disease, the same things go to prevent stroke, as opposed to the neurodegenerative diseases, which look like they have immune basis or inflammatory bases that are different from other things we in medicine and science have tried to get at. John, thank you very much for doing the interview. I can tell you this is a very powerful book. Until I Say Goodbye, it is going to be one of my favorites and stay on my bookshelf. Until I Say Goodbye, the website, Susan Spencer, SpencerWendel.com, or obviously pick it up at your local. It's a great book to give to anyone, but I think anyone who is thinking about what am I going to do after I've retired, what am I going to do, this is a great book to, in fact, think about and learn from. Thank you very much, John.
Thank you for having me.
And now we're going to do the Real Age Tip of the Week. And we don't have much time, so we're going to do it quickly. Why sitting too long can kill you. In fact, a recent study of more than 200,000 adults, 45 and over, for 3 years, looked at those who sat 11 or more hours per day and compared them to other people. If you sit 11 or more hours per day, you have almost a 50% increase in dying in the next 3 years compared to those who sit only 4 hours today. What can you do? Well, if you work at a desk, it's stand up. If you work at a desk, use a treadmill desk. If you work at a desk, don't go home and sit. That is, be as active as you can at all other times. Many of us, we get home, we get stressed, we just lay down or just watch TV or just veg out or eat out, and we don't eat healthy things. So the key is, take every time you're going to watch TV, make sure during the commercials.
Are you tired of getting sick and tired? Are you tired of doctors not knowing what's wrong with you? D-Herbs may have the answer. D-Herbs, number one in herbal remedies. D-Herbs' main goal is to enlighten and properly educate people to the importance of human health and nutrition. D-Herbs, home of the full body cleanse. Everyone needs to cleanse. If you eat meat and dairy products, you need to cleanse. If you're eating processed foods, you need to cleanse. 90% of today's diseases that we suffer from are diet-related. Cleansing opens the door to healing and rejuvenation. Whether you need help with a chronic disease, weight loss, or to jumpstart and eliminate fatigue, D-Herbs Full Body Cleanse can help. There's a better way to live and healthier way to live. Experience healing. Visit us at dherbs.com. That's D-H-E-R-B-S.com. Or call us at 866-434-3727. That's 866-434-3727.
Sometimes people buy cookies as a gift for us to send to our soldiers. They tell us it reminds them of home.
Emily is one of thousands of Girl Scouts who will send cookies to troops stationed overseas.
Children shouldn't have to take abuse because they aren't strong enough to escape it. I want to give them a helping hand.
Alicia uses proceeds from her cookie sales to provide mentoring programs at a shelter in her community.
Selling Girl Scout cookies has taught me how to manage money, be responsible, and talk to other people.
Tanya wants to go to business school and hopes to run her own company someday.
On a visit to the food bank, I learned that in this economy, more and more people need help to feed their families.
Morgan and other Girl Scouts are starting a project to help get food to those who need it most. Every Girl Scout cookie has a mission, to help girls do great things. Find your cookies now at GirlScoutCookies.org.